So this company was once very highly touted, high hopes for this company, and things changed really quickly.
That's right. This was one of the gems in the Northern Colorado clean energy sector, Aaron. Abound Solar at one time planned to have hundreds of employees, both in Colorado and in Indiana. It is a spinoff, of course, of Colorado State University and NREL. It uses technology developed at Colorado State University and NREL. And this is really one of the final nails in the coffin for Abound with the auction of all of its equipment.
So that's millions of dollars we're talking about from several plants. How is this going to work?
Well, they'll conduct the first of two auctions on September 18th. A group called the Great American Group Incorporated out of California will conduct the first of the two auctions. Abound, of course, filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy in July, and that is liquidation. So this is the beginning of the end for Abound Solar.
Now, what about some of the, I would imagine they have completed solar panels. What's going to be done with those?
They do have a large number of completed solar panels, and they're ready to ship on pallets, and they say that those will be available through private negotiation, not part of the auction process itself.
Mm, okay.
And Abound, I should mention, when they filed for bankruptcy, they valued their assets at $136 million with liabilities of $82 million. But this is an example of a solar company that failed largely because of intense competition from China with price pressure driven by Chinese competition.
Right. We've heard so much about that. That was partly with Solyndra, I think.
That's right.
Right. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report. He spoke with us about the failure of Abound Solar and next week's liquidation auction. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.